Today is the 10th anniversary of May 9 stadium disaster when 127 football fans of Accra Asifuk and Kumasi Asante Kotoko died in a stampede at the Accra Sports Stadium. On the line is a football analyst, Carl Tufo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What lessons have we learned from the disaster?
I really don't know. If you take a look at history and you go back to, let's say, the UK, granted that they are a developed country, the air disaster of 1985, and particularly 1989, the healthcare disaster where 96 people died, I mean, led to what they call all mega stadia in the Premier League being an all-seater stadia and making sure that the stairwells are always free at all times. I don't know if we've done the same. That's my problem. Because I look at the Ohenigan Stadium, and granted that it has become, in quotation marks, an all-seater stadium, but I'm not too sure whether it's exactly up to the required international standard. And that's one of the problems I have with the Confederation of African Football. In hosting the Nations Cup, for instance, every 2 years, I think that they ought to change it to every 4 years and make sure that the stadium or the stadium that are to be used are up to the required standard that FIFA could host a World Cup. I'm not too sure we have that. I don't think our stadium, regardless of how good it seems, meets all those requirements, particularly for the issue we're discussing now, safety.
All right, what should the state do to the relatives of the deceased fans?
Well, I think the state has done something, but I don't know how long it can continue. There was some money raised for them. I'm not too sure about the exact details of it. But I think it'll get to a time where the state itself, in terms of the relatives, would have to be able to extricate themselves from what they've done so far. And it will then behove upon one the relatives to whatever incentives or money they've had to invest them for the future generations of maybe the dead fathers and the dead mothers who are there. Also, I think it's important that the state on its own should begin to look at stadia all over the country. Hey, it's not only Ohenigan. You've got Baba Yara, you've got other stadia which we need to really build up to the scratch. Sometimes you go and watch matches on what we call parks. And this day and age, to me, it's an absolute disaster. We shouldn't be playing in parks right now. We should be playing stadia all over the country.
All right. Now, away from the main lines, what do you make of Michael Essien's return to the national team after a year's absence?
That was his own choice not to play when he had started. I can understand him. I was a little critical of him. But I really think that the nation has moved on. The African Nations Cup and the World Cup of last year showed beyond any shadow of a doubt that we do not necessarily depend on him again. The team has moved on. I'm not too sure whether he should be given an automatic choice in the team. There's a structure in the team. If he fits within it and he does well in training, fine. But I don't think that just because he's Michael Essien, he should just walk straight into the team itself. If he's called to the squad, hallelujah. But the team itself, the first 11, I think they've got to look at it and see who is really in form and not just on reputation.
That was a football analyst, Carl Tufo.